Siva Shalom, Pirkei Avos. Haiman de la Havi, de la Havi Chasida, de Kayim, Mile de Avos. Amru Chazal, Haiman, de Boy, de la Havi Chasida, de Kayim, Mile de Avos. This is a shorthand version of the Gemara. Gemara has three deos from the Kama. Haiman de la Havi Chasida, de la Kayim, Mile de Nezikin. That's the background. That's why it's Meseches Baba Kama. Haiman de chasid lekaye mile de avos. Haiman de chasid lekaye mile de brachos. Those are three deos over there in the Gemara. I was thinking that lechora it's parallel to what we find in the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Al shloshet ram ha'olam omed al haTorah v'al haAvoda v'gemilus chasadim. That the grove over there is mefarish. Lechora avoda is the realm of Ben Adam Amakom, and Gemilus Chasadim is the realm of Bin Adam L'Chavero. So what then is Torah? We know that we have two realms, Bin Adam L'Makom and Adam L'Chavero. So the Gro explains that Torah is Bin Adam L'Atzmo. So L'Chore, who had din over here, that these are the three areas we're dealing with. Haiman D'Ravei Chasid D'Rekayim Mirei D'Nezikin, Bin Adam L'Chavero. Haiman D'Ravei Chasid D'Rekayim Mirei D'Brachos, Bin Adam L'Kono, Bin Adam L'Boro, Bin Adam L'Makom. Haiman de lahave chasid l'kaimire do'avos, this is already ben odom la'atzmo. This is avodas hamidos, this is ben odom la'atzmo. And this is what our mesechta is dealing with. Yesh la'amod b'mashmo'os hadovar shem mesechta hazos nikreis avos. And to work, so one can view avos, pirkei avos, in one of two directions. Either avos relate to the tanoim who are mentioned within pirkei avos. These are the prakim of the avos. Or one can understand it as the Sanhedrin Rebbe does, the Gemara Amru Avos Michal Deika told us that this is the Masechet Avot, this is the Av. All the rest of Shas, be it Baba Kama, be it Megillah, be it Nida, that's told us. Harei Shishara Masechta Sein Toldos Shemasechta Zu. And then, if that's the situation, Roy Levayer Inyano, what turns Pirkei Avos into the Av? That everything else in Shas turns into the Tolda. Hinei kosav haRambam b'hakdama l'shmona prakim. That shmona prakim is a Rambam's hakdama to Pirkei Avos, and shmona prakim has a hakdama as well. The hakdama to the hakdama. Ukvar amru chazal haiman d'lev have chasid l'kayim mile d'avos. The Rambam starts off at this point. Generally, the Sanhedrin Rebbe follows the Rambam in terms of his order. Ein etzlenu, this is a quote from the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. Ein etzlenu mala gedola mechasidut ela hanavua. If you're climbing a ladder, the next to the last rung on the ladder is chasidus. The highest rung on the ladder that man can reach is that of nevuah. V'him mevi'ah ileha, k'mo shamru chazal b'braisa Pinchas ben Yoyer, on which Mesilas Yesharim is based, chasidus mevi'ah lidei ruach hakodesh. Here we're dealing with chasidus in the broadest sense. Chasidus in terms of the step of chasidus and anava and tahara. All of that together brings one to the next level, which is the highest level, which is that of Kedusha and Ruach HaKodesh. K'mo shamru chazal, I'm sorry, v'hinei nizbor mi divreihem, shekiyum ma'amare zos ha'masechta mevi l'idei nevuah. So if a person wants to reach the pinnacle of the human ability, namely to be a Navi, to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu peh el peh, then the way to get to that is via chasidus. And Haiman Davi Chasida, Lekaye Mile Da'avos, is by learning this perek. Lechazina Midvarav, Adkan. That's a quote from the Rambam. Kama Gedola Malas Hamidos HaTovos Shinis Parashu Bezos HaMaseches. This concept over here of an Adam La'atzmo, of working on one's Midos, there's nothing which is above it. That brings one straight to go, straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man Deboi Lemahavi Chasida, Lekaye Mile Da'avos, Emevi Oselo Rum HaMadrega Shadam Mesugo Lahagia, Leruach HaKodesh Unavua. The Hagon Reb Chaim Vital, Talmud of the Ari, Kosav B'Tam Shol Nichtav Inyan Hamidos BaTorah. Why don't we have a mitzvah to be an onav? Why don't we have a mitzvah why don't we have an avera to be koes, etc.? Why aren't midot listed in the realm of Tarag mitzvos? Hare Chazal Hamiduhu B'Darga Kogavoha. So the answer of Chaim Vital is Isha Torah Nitna Achar Tikun Hamidos. That's the function of Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is Sefer HaYashar. That's supposed to be the Sefer in which we work on our Midos. Ki Amidos Mitukonos Hein HaMerkava LaHashra'a SaTorah. HaAvos Hein HaMerkava. The Avos serve as the Mishkan. They serve as the as the seat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Avos worked on their midos. Derak mi shetir v'zikech midos av yecholah hatara lishkon bo. V'chazina nami shemamid es inyan hamidos v'andrega gavoa v'yoser. That chora, that over here, probably this one who comes towards the end of his introduction, is the concept of learning Pirkei Avos during Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is working on midos. We have to work on the Yesod Shebigvura. That's today's day. That's what we're involved in, Yesod Shebigvura. Tomorrow we'll move over into Malchus Shebigvura. V'inyan hazeh dihinei avodas hamidos hi avoda hakoshe biyoser b'chol haTorah kula. Hadoreshes shinui yisodi. We're not born balei midos. We're born egoist. We're born with tremendous taivas. That's the way we're all born. One shouldn't think that one's different than anyone else. Everyone has taivas, so we're born. Midos is the shinui. L'shanu says ativios tchunas hanefesh ubavurze yorad hayudi la'olam, that we put into this world to change ourselves. The famous Gra in his Perush on Mishlei, which stresses this very, very much. A person was put into this world to break his personality and to rebuild it. Bavurze yorad yehudi la'olam l'shanu says tiviuso, not to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'acham yavesrim, what do you want? That's the way you created me. That's the way you created me. So he created all of us. He created all of us as raw material that we're supposed to work on ourselves. As tchunas nashal kegomash amru hakina v'hatava v'hakavod motzin esa adam min ha'olam. That here we're dealing, not necessarily with Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, we're dealing with something much more basic. Hare mi shelokoi bekina mufrezes o ba'al tava v'kavod nidrash mimenu shinui hamahut kedei la'akorzos. V'inyan hamidos hu etzem hayehadus etzel Yehudi. La'asos es mocho shia moach Yehudi. We're supposed to turn ourselves into Jews. We should have a Jewish heart. Halevi yelev Yehudi, ha'ivorim Yehudiim. That's what brings a person to Ruach HaKodesh, not remaining where we are, but growing. Growing involves change. Those are all details. Those are all perhaps means to an end. Who's chayiv in mitzvos? A Jew is chayiv in mitzvos. Who's a Jew? A Jew is someone who worked on his midos. A Jew is someone who built up his personality. Once he's a Jew, then he's chayav in mitzvos. L'chein inyan hamidos hu madrega gavoa kazo shirak mi shezikech v'tir midosav ro'i lihios mirkova v'hashra'a l'torah. Neshel hashra'as ha'torah yesh t'nai mukdam kodem kol ye Yehudi. Ki ha'torah nitna li Yehudi. If you were living when Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach was living and you went in for a bracha, he would tell you, you should be a good Jew. Shetiyah Yudito. That was the bracha he gave to Bar Mitzvah Bachar. Shetiyah Yuditov. I heard from the Chafetz Chaim's daughter. Chafetz Chaim's daughter had a granddaughter who lived next door to us in Melot Dafna. And once the Chafetz Chaim's daughter came to visit, and she said, I'll give you the bracha. She told my son, I'll give you the bracha that my father used to give someone who came to him. What bracha did Chafetz Chaim give? Get a yid. You should be a good Jew. You should be a good Jew. That's what it means. That's the goal. Ukamoken lo asachem l'chol goyim mishpatim b'yedaum. That's why the Torah wasn't given to goyim, because the Torah was given to someone who worked on his midos, who's a Jew. L'goy ein shayches l'Torah bishvili yos Yehudi sichim kabbalas mitzvos hayno shem kabbal atzmo l'shanot ativiot v'tchunot nafsho shiyu Yehudiim. To have a Jewish mind, to have a Jewish limbs, to have a Jewish soul, to have a Jewish heart. Umehai taima nikra ha-meseches, meseches avos. Avos, michlal dika, told us all the rest of the Torah, all Tarag mitzvos, all Shisha Sidre Mishnah, are told us of meseches avos. Told us of tikkun hamidos. Shekol ha-Torah, he told us linyanei hamidos avos, heim shiyeh Yehudi shalem. Be a good Jew, be a full Jew. Achar mikein, boi minyanei ha-Torah, v'avod, v'chol madregos, gevoas, ad ruach ha-kodesh v'nevua. V'hayman, d'boi l'mehavi chasida, ein lo derech acheres, kim l'kayim, milei do'ovos. Ulachar, shenase Yehudi, v'chol eivarav, az mesugol hu lehagia l'chasidut, l'ruach ha-kodesh u'l'nevua. Okay? That's one explanation of the concept of ovos. Second explanation. Od ba'ofen yesh levayer ha'inyash nikres meseches avos hinei amru chazal mi mehem shal avosenu lo parsha yeshiva mehem. That when we deal with the avos, we speak about a concept of a yeshiva, vayeshev, Yaakov, that yeshiva means to have a sense of kviyus. כל האובוס לומדו תמיד בישיבה. יעקב אינו נאמר גומר עד שלא היה לו פנאי לשכב ראשון. אחורי יש להבין מה למדו. What does it mean to have a kviyas in learning if you don't have a Torah? What did the avos learn? What did they spend all the years learning? Very, very strange. Hari ha-Torah adayin lo nitna. Elo hinei ha-avos hischilu es olam ha-tikun she'inyono tikun ha-midos. Avram tikun midas chesed, Yitzchak tikun midas gevura, Yaakov midas tiferes v'chulei. So when we speak about Pirkei Avos, we'll continue with this blei neder tomorrow. We're not speaking about the avos, namely Hillel, and Shammai, we're speaking about the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. This is the Torah. Pirkei Avos is the Torah of the Avos. Okay, we'll continue from here, or we'll begin again from here. We'll be neder tomorrow.